Hi, this is a procedure recording for William Wilson, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, W-I-L-S-O-N. Date of birth is 4/27/1976. Date of procedure is 9/13/2022. The first procedure is intra-articular left shoulder injection with fluoroscopy. And number two, intra-articular injection of the left AC joint under fluoroscopy with the steroid. Medical indications for the procedure are as follows. Mr. William Wilson is a victim of an automobile accident who was involved in a T-bone accident on a driver's side in an automobile accident on 5/19/2022. Since then, he has been doing a lot of physical therapy, suffered from TBI, head injury, and headaches, along with pain in the left side of the neck, left shoulder, with decreased ability to lift the left shoulder. Maximum abduction is 100 degrees without pain. He also had a severe spasm of the bilateral trapezius muscle with several trigger points. They have improved. However, his MRI report informed that he has a complete tear, full thickness tear involving the entire distal supraspinatus and an anterior infraspinatus tendon, along with severe tendinosis, the remaining tendon. And there is a smaller to moderate side effusion of the glenohumeral joint. Although there is no labral detachment, but there is an increased intrasubstance signal within the labrum. Also, there is a subcoracoid bursal effusion. An injection intra-articular with steroid and with morphine will relieve the pain as well as improve the symptoms in the left shoulder. The intra-articular injections to the left shoulder was done according to the protocol, and regarding the AC joint injection is as follows. After the patient had signed a consent and all the complication and risk and rewards were explained to the patient very well, patient was taken to the fluoroscopy suite and was placed supine. Left shoulder joint was exposed completely. It was prepared with alcohol betadine after complete draping of the area. Utilizing a radio-opaque forceps, a area of the shoulder was identified. AC joint was identified. And after that, a syringe with 3 cc syringe with 2 cc of Marcaine and 1 cc of dexamethasone was used to inject into the AC joint. The injection was successfully done. All the medicine was placed in and entire needle was withdrawn. Bandage was applied. The patient reported reasonable relief of the pain. Thank you. Patient was informed to return back to the office if any complications.